This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A few steps down the employment ladder from the top job at Wells Fargo, the tight labor market is doing a number on retailers trying to attract and retain workers. Target has a newly expanded family leave and childcare policy. Walmart's got new tuition benefits and free SAT prep classes to snag high schoolers. But a lot of retailers and service businesses aren't offering something a lot of workers say they want, a consistent and dependable schedule. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Jamise Davis is worn out from her job at a cosmetics store in Columbus, Georgia.
I worked from 6 until midnight, and then I had to get back up the next morning at 7 in the morning to come in.
As an 8-year veteran of the retail business, she's become reluctantly accustomed to crazy hours, sometimes late nights, sometimes early mornings, often scheduled with less than a week's notice.
I actually have mental health issues. I haven't been eating properly. It affects me greatly.
Davis is not alone in her schedule struggles. A survey of thousands of hourly workers by the HR app Branch showed schedule stability was the second most important job factor after only higher wages. Here's Branch CEO Atif Siddiqui.
About 80% of employees experience some degree of pay variance week to week.
That makes budgeting tough and affects people's health and relationships, according to Susan Lambert at the University of Chicago.
For parents, it can make it very difficult to establish family routines that are important for child development.
Lambert says one of the reasons why the restaurant and retail industries have been slow to change scheduling practices is the need to respond to changes in customer demand. One exception is Walmart, which rolled out a predictive scheduling program last year. Using an app, workers can schedule up to 90% of their hours 13 weeks in advance. Spokeswoman Michelle Malisok says analyzing the immense traffic in their stores allows them to better predict their staffing needs.
We can only do that because of the size and the amount of data that we have.
Many local governments are starting to step in where industry hasn't. The state of Oregon and the cities of New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia have all passed laws forcing businesses to offer guaranteed hours and advance notice of schedules, with several more cities looking to follow suit. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.